people in the hotel and motel business are good judges of human nature and character. They have to develop these skills and this judgment to be successful in their business. Let's consider today a couple incidents where criminals have scored heavily against operators of motels and hotels. And let's consider what we can do to prevent this type of crime. The first instance, first incident concerns a set of facts that happened at a luxury motel near Minneapolis. A young, well-dressed woman drove up to this motel in a car, a late model car. She went into the desk clerk. She wanted to register in Unit 100. And the reason she wanted to register in Unit 100, she said that 5 years before, she had spent her wedding night in this unit, and that this was their fifth anniversary, and for sentimental reasons, she'd like to have the same room. She said her husband was a salesman. He was making a couple calls that afternoon, and he would join her later on in the evening. The clerk didn't see anything wrong with this. The woman registered in as Mr. and Mrs. Ted Johnson of Duluth, and her luggage was the type that, well-worn, expensive type that salesmen ordinarily carry, and she also had a couple women's cases with her. Later on that afternoon, two more men drove up to the Unit 100, backed their car into this unit, and went into the door. Now, these facts are those that came before what was to be one of our biggest safe jobs in the vicinity of Minneapolis in the past several years. Would you suspect anything wrong if this happened to you in your hotel or motel? Actually, what was going to happen, an informant had told us about this ahead of time. The reason they wanted Unit 100 was because of an abutting wall that adjoined an office. In the office was a safe. In the safe was the receipts from the weekend. The girl was a call girl. She had been well rehearsed. She had phony identification, used a rented car. We planted. Watched this unit, expecting the safe job to develop. And later on, about 8 p.m. that night, the two men and the woman left the motel unit, got into their car, and drove away. We found out later on from our informant that two heavily built men had driven up to the motel, registered in with a desk clerk, and the lookout on duty for the burglars thought that these two men were detectives and called the unit, told them the job was off, and they got out of there. I tell you these facts to illustrate the lengths that criminals will go to victimize you in the hotel and motel business. If you see anything suspicious, suspicious incidents, or you're suspicious of people that are registered into your hotel or motel, please call your police department or sheriff's office. They will check them out tactfully and diplomatically and let you know whether they are what they say they are. The second incident I wanted to consider today is this set of facts that occurs many times in this vicinity and all over the country. A man approaches you and asks for work. He's intelligent, clean-cut, pleasant personality. He has several references which he gives to you. He's married, and you hire him. You put him to work, you try him out. He's a good worker. He works for you for several weeks. You send him to the bank a couple times when everyone else is busy around the motel. He makes the daily deposits without any incident. Then your bookkeeper goes on vacation about 4 or 5 months later. And this is a Monday afternoon. You send him to the bank with the weekend receipts. About an hour later, you happen to think he hasn't returned. You check, find he hasn't made the deposit at the bank. You call his home. He's disappeared. His wife is gone also. In this particular incident, the motel was out several thousand dollars. Now, what can we do to protect ourselves from this kind of criminal? First of all, check out his references. Take the time to write a letter to the people who have recommended him, or better yet, make a long-distance call or two. Check his criminal record. Some police departments do this for you, others do not. A suggestion would be check with your credit association or your bonding company. Sometimes they have access to these records. Check discrepancies on his application, particularly any time that is not accounted for in his employment record, and question him about this. Then let him prove himself to you and bond him before he handles any money. Finally, when you suspect something or someone is wrong, rely on your own good judgment of character and human nature. Call your police department or sheriff's office. Don't be the next victim of one of these criminals. Thank you. Okay, Unit 100, and telling the people in there to get out. I tell you this incident to show you what lengths criminals will go to commit a crime. Was there anything in this story that would alert you or your employees as to what was going to happen? I would suggest that you call your police department or sheriff's office if you notice anything suspicious, or are suspicious of any of your tenants. Your police department or sheriff's office will be happy to come and check these individuals with using tact and diplomacy in order not to offend these people if they happen to be legitimate people. Call your police department or sheriff's office. The call you make may save you from being a victim of a crime. Thank you.
His whole force into one heavy blow fell him to the ground. A minute ago, the boy had looked the quiet, mild, dejected creature that harsh treatment had made him. But his spirit was roused at last. The cruel insult to his dead mother had set his blood on fire. His breast heaved. His attitude was erect. His eye bright and vivid. His whole person changed as he stood glaring over the cowardly tormentor who now lay...